Now, I'm wondering out loud about what our guys would do, the inside-outside guys. They have a great column in today's newspaper in the Detroit News. Home safety assessments can help you age in place. And I'm going to ask about that. If I forget, Ken, remind me. So Ken Calvary is here. He's the outside guy of the inside-outside guys, heard weekends from 10 to noon right here on WJR. So we're coming into their weekend. But we're talking about flooding, and there's right on the front page of the Detroit News, flooding hits harder in certain metro communities. Well, I'm here to say flooding can hit any community. I've worked hard to not live in a quote-unquote bad or poor community, which is what I guess they're talking about. But we had flooding a couple years ago that was horrific. And so, Ken, it can happen anywhere. So your advice, especially on the outside of the house, of what we can do to try to stave off this flooding. I'm all ears, like King Charles.
All right, let's go. How you doing, Paul W?
I'm good, Kenny. I hope you're well.
I'm doing very well. Well, Paul, there's two kinds of flooding we really need to talk about that happened in Southeast Michigan. The kind that we normally get, and we can get a wet spring, and that really affects people's basements more than anything else. And then we get that 100-year rain, which I think we've gotten twice in the last decade.
Yeah. These 100-year and 500-year events happen every couple of weeks. It's kind of ridiculous.
It seems like it doesn't. That's when you see these guys out on Wave Runners on 94 who are absolutely crazy. If they knew what was in that water, they would never do that. Mm-hmm. But when that happens, Paul, that's when some of the sewage can back up into people's basements. That's when you can get your neighbor's sewage backing up into your basement if you don't have a something called a check valve or a backup system preventer in that underneath. They literally have to go in and break out the concrete and install it. It's not that expensive, but that can stop any of that sewage coming in.
You know, I have to tell you, this is one thing I can relate to. And I don't mean to jinx myself, but we haven't had a flood since. But my my all-around great handyman, Leszek Spiewak, put in something called a backflow valve. At each, I think that's what it's called, at each drain. And I, again, I'm jinxing it, but we haven't had a flood problem since.
Right, right. And that's a backflow preventer. And that's exactly what you need. Because what happens is when you get those deluges and that much rain, the houses at the lower end of the block, they get all their neighbors' backup water, their sewage. The ones at the higher end of the block do not get it. And, Paul, I've been in your basement. I know what your basement looks like, and it's built out of a cinder block, and it's very dry. But I guarantee over the years that your house has been around, it's needed basement waterproofing work.
Well, you know, we don't even have a sump pump. And I thought that was promising when we looked at the house. I went, gee, they don't even feel like they need a sump pump.
Well, they didn't install those years ago, but now if someone came in to repair your basement, they would put what's called a perimeter drain on the inside of your basement and then attach that to a sump pump, which moves the water out of the house.
Hmm. So is this something, even though you're the outside guy, you're suggesting to help prevent problems on the inside?
Yeah, I mean, Chuck and I always say the two most important parts of your house are the roof and the foundation. And if your roof system is not properly moving the water away from your house, you're going to have issues in your basement. Paul, do you remember a couple of years ago with the unfortunate event of a little girl falling through the floor of their house into their flooded basement and drowning?
Oh, no. No, I
don't. I mean, that was in Detroit in 2019.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And in the article, it talks about some of the older homes, some of the homes in Detroit and Flint. And I got to tell you, those are the houses that people tend to ignore when these things happen because they're not financially able to take care of it. Hmm. And this is what we need to teach about people getting the grade going away from their house, about making sure that downspout that moves the water away from your house isn't crushed by your lawnmower, which I used to see all the time. So important to keep gutters cleaned out because it'll move that water away faster and further from your foundation. So if it's not the 100-year rain, there are a lot of things homeowners can at least help by getting that water out of the basement. Now, at theinsideoutsideguys.com, we have 5 basement waterproofing companies, the best in Southeast Michigan, and they're here for anybody when they need them.
You know, I don't remember you telling me, Kenny, that I needed to do some more to my basement. We're going to have to talk when we get off the air if I need to have a basement waterproofer come in.
If you're not having an issue, let's not even touch it, Paul. You're not having any issues in your basement. It actually smelled perfectly dry when I walked in your house, which is something people really need to understand as well. If you have moisture in your house, you've got to keep that air moving. If you have a flood in your basement, there's a great chance that you're going to have mold in your house. Hmm. That's when people start getting headaches, feel sick, and they have no idea why it's happening. And we also have people who can help you there at theinsideoutsideguys.com.
Well, that's excellent news. You guys are a blessing. I listen whenever I can. You help us every time I listen. And real quick, in today's column, home safety assessments can help you age in place. This looks like everybody wants, you know, getting old is getting old, but it beats the alternative. But a lot of people really want to stay at their home. Is that what you're telling them in this column today?
People don't want to leave their house. I never want to leave my house, Paul. I'm going to be in my 60s. My partner's a little bit older than I am. And now's the time to start thinking about things like grab bars and stoves and ways you can stay safe in your home. And we have a great team partner, Atlas Home Improvement, who started a division specifically to keep people safe as they age in their home. We wanted to make sure people knew about it.
Well, that's brilliant. I mean, that's great. And good for Atlas, I guess, Atlas Home Safety in Whitmore Lake. Thank goodness that they even exist. We wouldn't have known it without Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine, the Inside Outside guys. You'll hear them starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. till noon and Sunday as well. And you want to set your clock ahead an hour when you go to bed Saturday, or you'll be screwed up on the time on Sunday. God bless you always, Kenny.
God has blessed me and Chuck, and we greatly appreciate all you do for us.
Hey, pass along to Chuck, my fellow cigar-chomping buddy, that we need to smoke some cigars together soon. Maybe we'll get Mike Fallahy to have us come out and broadcast together again so we can share some cigars.
Sounds like a great time we're all in.
All right, Ken. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. I know you'll have great shows. And I don't get a chance. Yeah, Frank Torrey of Signal Restoration Services, PuroClean, insurance, of course, covered for that. It's a good thing because we would have had problems, and we did have problems. It was a terrible experience. And look into those backflow valves, if that, you know, basement backup protection program or something, to try to avoid any of these problems. All righty. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the movies with Greg Russell of Movie Show Plus. Stay with us.